vision. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Miss Shady, I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. Each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Getting 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
I love that song.
You ain't got no ambition going fishing. Yeah. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Fish and Frank here in the chair. We got Captain Greg here in the chair across from me. And you were telling me you blew up a reel.
Yeah, I blew up my 5,000 energy, the old quantum.
Yeah.
I've had it forever, you know, and I'm going to have to give it a decent burial. Maybe at sea.
Maybe.
But, yeah.
I would have thought you would have done that while you were there.
Well, I thought about it, but then I was thinking, oh, well, maybe I can make it work again, but... And reverse is stripped out of it and everything else. I got tied into a couple of pretty good sized grouper the other day and down at 85, 90 feet and pulling on them on that 10 to 20 star, I think I have it on. Pulling on them on that, and it just was a little too much for it to handle.
You just blew it apart.
Yeah.
What's the line were you running on it?
30.
30, yeah.
30 pound braid on it.
So.
But I've had the thing for... Oh, geez, 6 years probably?
Yeah, and yeah. With you, that's a lifetime for most people.
Yep.
So, we're going to bid. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. I'll be crying. Dun, 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 dun. I really love that. It's my buddy. But now I got to figure out what to use to replace it, so.
I've been looking at that new Pen 2-speed.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
I don't know. I don't have any in yet, but when I get them in, you got to see these things.
Yeah.
Regular retail's 280 something, I think, around 290.
Right.
But
well, I know a guy that'll probably give me a good deal on it.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. You mean I'm actually going to get paid for it?
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. But the thing I like is it's $100 less than some of the other ones.
Avid and all them.
And it seems like a great reel. Now, we won't know for sure for about a year.
Right.
After we sell them and everybody goes to use them and see how many we get back, what the percentages are, what actually happens to them. The only thing I do like about Penn is when I do get those reels back,
right,
they want them sent back to the factory. They don't perfect. Want me to...
Well, they
want to
see what's wrong with them so they can make them right.
They give me credit on it, and I send them back to R&D. If we had a Fathom come back in, and he said, you had what? And he had me ship it right to R&D. So, you know, I got to give Penn a lot of credit for being the only company I know of that actually cares if a reel works or not.
They're on their game right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In this...
We know how that cycle goes.
Yeah, this minute of this day, this hour, this month...
Yep.
Penn is the bomb. Now, a number of years ago, I can remember every reel company having its heyday. I remember when mostly what I wanted to sell was Shimano, because in my opinion, at that time, they had the best reels for the money. And then, okay, we're going to change the color and raise it $20. Now we're going to add more plastic. Now we're going to do this. I just don't
think...
we're
going to raise it $20.
And raise it... Yeah, we're going to add more plastic and raise it another $20. I just don't think it's the best reel for the money right now.
It's smooth.
Remember when Quantum was the best reel for the money?
Quantum was... I still have a bunch of good Quantum reels. That Energy was one of them, you know.
Daiwa at one point. Daiwa's making a little comeback now.
Yes, they are. They're that Ballistic's a great reel.
On the $200 mark, I'd say right now it's hard to beat the Ballistic.
I'd say that.
On the $200 reels.
I can't think of one that I would buy over that.
The CI-4
is close, but...
It's close, but
it's a little lighter.
It's the weight of the CI-4. Yeah. Yeah. It's amazingly light.
Well, the Ballistic is carbon fiber, too.
Yeah.
But it's not quite as light as the CI-4.
No, they get a little more weight in the handle, a little more weight in the gearing and the bearings and stuff.
And the handle is a little weird. It takes some getting used to. It doesn't have that hinged handle on it. The Ballistic, it's just... a solid pieced handle. It's bent like it would be once you tighten all the rest of them down. And it takes a little bit of getting used to take it on and off. I found the best way to do it, instead of holding it and doing it like you normally would, I turn everything around so I'm actually doing it backwards. I get it on there. You know.
Yeah, I know we're supposed to be talking about fishing. We start talking about blowing up reels. It's amazing. You know, we have so many different reels and so many different rods. And people say, well, you're a pen store. Well, right now, this minute, yes.
Pen is the top of the line right now.
I think Pen's got the best reels for the money going.
Sure.
There is no doubt about it. Hard 4 years ago, it was Quantum. 4 years before that, it was Shimano. Before that, it was Daiwa. Before that, no, actually, it was Quantum and then Daiwa for a little while. Then Shimano and Zebco and Silstar had a great reel. So
right.
Akuma had great reels for a while. I can remember almost every company having their heyday, but right now, Penn's on
Akuma
that.
Has got some fairly decent reels going on right now, too. They're kind of making a little bit of a comeback. I mean, they're not like we think. Penn, Quantum, Shimano, that type of thing. But they do have some fairly decent reels that are at a good price point.
Yeah, they got that one. It's kind of light. I'm curious how long it's going to hold up.
Yeah.
That's always the thing when you're dealing with the Akumas. How long is it going to last?
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. Sometimes it's nice if they only last a couple of years. That way you throw away, get something,
there
you don't
go.
Have to fish it anymore. You know, there's something to be said for real close to hell.
Honey, I broke it. I need another one.
I need a new one. So anyway, let's see. I don't know. I was going to say, what else can we wrap up with this? Then we'll come back and do another one actually fishing.
Well,
I'll close this one out.
Yeah,
another one.
About all I can say on it is, you know, I mean, like I'm in total agreement with you right now. Penn, they're on the game.
You know? Now, I will say, you know, kind of keeping in this vein for just a minute, because we're going to come back and do a fishing one. Is the new Penn 8-foot. Spinner from that ballistic,
right?
I'm okay with the lighter ones, but
right.
I do prefer the Star.
Yeah,
but on that 40-pound, $120, and that's a 8-foot rod. It's amazing. We're out of them right now. I got a whole load of them coming in.
Right.
I bought another couple dozen because I think that's going to be the tarpon rod of choice this year.
For my 2 cents on the rod side of it, Penn's making some nice rods now. And a lot of that, a lot of that is from what Angel did, you know, with them back a few years ago, and they've kind of incorporated some of that. But for my money, I'm buying a Star.
I can't agree more. If I cherry pick through the Penn line,
sure,
they got some of the Rampage, which are unbelievable deals for the money,
right.
Great rods for the money, and. You'd have to buy a $200 Star to get better than that.
Exactly.
Literally. I mean, you're for less than $100, you get an amazing offshore rod.
Yep.
Staggeringly good. But then in the ballistic, they got the $39 model out. I don't remember which one that is, but that one's it's an okay rod. For
right.
$40, it's a pretty good rod.
And
the $59 rod is okay. They're decent, you know, but that's kind of a personal preference thing, the weight, the balance feel.
Sure.
If you like it, it's a good rod for the money. And then you get into that ballistic, that new one they just came out with.
Right.
It's got a nice blank, but in the 7-foot and all that, the 8 to 17s, you know, your
right.
snook redfish ones, you got to have it's got to be the right guy pick it up, because I pick it up and it feels wrong.
Well,
there's
my issue with most
right.
of them is, well, it's missing an eye.
Is it missing an eye?
It's missing an eye. It's only got 8. Count on the tip. It's only got 8.
I don't understand. When I pick it up, something about the balance I'm not crazy about.
Well, think about
just,
it.
Maybe it's the shape of the handle. It's got that kind of rounded cork.
It's got
on it.
That. But you look at your Star rod, the Shimano rods and stuff when we had them.
Oh, the
7-foot rod.
That's when Shimano
had 9 eyes.
The best rods in the world were those old Shimano rods.
Yeah. 9
what,
eyes,
2-3 years
count
ago?
The tip. Yeah.
They changed
the Camaras and all. Yeah, they screwed them all
there.
Even the Quantum rods. 9 eyes. And they're screwed up now, too.
Well, they're not screwed up. They're just gone.
Yeah.
They don't make any rods anymore.
That's crazy.
They got the Smoke, and which is a gorgeous rod, but.
They need to make that Boca again, the old Boca.
The Boca and that Energy
yep.
and a couple other ones. I mean, they were great rods for money. Quantum ain't got nothing. Some of the Penn is okay, but you really got
to. They're working on it. They need to work
on
it.
Play with it because it's not, in my opinion. Now the 8-foot, 40-pound class spinning rod for chasing tarpon, I think is going to be a major hit.
And
at $120, at $120, that is
yep.
the bomb of a rod.
Yes,
you
so
put
is.
That with a conflict, and man, it looks good. It feels good. You can do it with a Battle, for God's sakes. The Battle's
sure.
a tiny bit heavier, but. Looks good with the Battle with the
gold
gold highlights
black.
On both
yep.
of them. Really amazing. Jumping over to lures for a little while, lure sales are going off the charts right now. We sold so many mirror lures over the last week. The fishing is on fire. The mirror lures are going like crazy. The Storm Twitch is still outselling everything. But I got to tell you, I've not seen fishing turn on like this ever overnight.
It was so bad for so long because of the goofy weather we had. You know, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. Fish weren't here. And nobody could find fish. Everybody's like, where's the fish? Well, then it got kind of warm here. And, wow, I mean, the fish are just on fire right now. So everybody, of course, the tent sale didn't hurt anything, you know.
Wow.
Everybody's come in, bought stuff. They see Mark Nichols and Eric and everybody working these baits, these lures and stuff. Well, of course they're going to buy them, you know. Wow, I saw the owner of mirror lure working this. I got to have one of them, you know.
Well, they should have
got. And the great thing about it is they work, you know.
Oh, yeah, they catch a lot of fish. But anyway, white bait seems to be like the key to most of the fishing down south in the harbor. Up in the Mica Cutoff, though, you can catch redfish and some snook and all that with shrimp, if and when we ever get shrimp back in. One thing when you're coming in the bait shop for bait, always think about the night before. If it's blowing 20, 30 miles an hour and there's 8-foot seas out there, the chances of somebody going out to catch live bait that night, you know, you could tell not one of them used to work for the NFL.
Nope, not one of them.
Not one of them. They all stay home when it gets nasty out.
That's why they're broke like us.
So anyway, we're going to just take a half a second to, let's see. I think you guys will appreciate the fact we are going to stop this and we're going to come back with a whole fishing thing. Yeah, I knew you guys would appreciate that. A little SBS, a little more fishing, but you know when we get started, it's hard to stop. So.
We'll get around to it.
All right, we're going to call this one a little brainstorming.
Mm-hmm.
BS session.
Yeah.
The brainstorming session.
I like that BS part of it.
Okay.
It's our story. We'll tell it our way.
All right. Fish and Frank and Greg. Call it quits to this one. We're coming back with a fishing thing. We'll see. We'll talk to you guys in just a few minutes. Bye-bye.